Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Happy weekend, happy Friday, happy Freaky Friday. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth. I just wish everyone a happy weekend and a happy Friday. Today's topic would be, do you need a vacay or a staycation ASAP? I know I do. It's been ages since I've had any form of vacay, staycation, working vacation, whatever. The guest call-in number, listener call-in number, is 1714-409-0614. So, wherever you are, call me. Let me know what are some of your favorite vacation spots or staycation spots. Even if it's a place where you like to go on a working vacation, you know, where you take your work on vacation with you or you go off to work. It's important for most of us, all of us, to take leisure time off to get out of the norm of things and to enjoy our favorite spots or places that we would like to go to. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, and there are beautiful tourism attractions here in parks and historic spots and museums and so on. But then also when I talk to some of my friends that are from here that maybe live in larger cities, and I, for example, sometimes I ask some of my friends that live in Memphis, which is only a few hours away from Jackson, have you been to Graceland? No. Usually I hear my wife and I or my husband and I pass Graceland often, and we've never visited it. I mean, I've been to Memphis a couple of times, but I would love to visit Graceland. And then even some of my friends that live in more metropolitan areas like D.C. and L.A. and Miami and New York, they often tell me, oh, no, I never get a chance to visit certain landmarks, you know, tourist attractions. So sometimes it's important for us to appreciate and take staycations. If it's just simply to go to a favorite restaurant or go to a tourist attraction. So please don't hesitate to call to share with me your favorite locations to vacation at. I mean, my show is worldwide, so my European friends and overseas friends, please don't hesitate to talk about the places that you have vacationed or like in your area. I've never traveled abroad. I look forward to and plan to in my lifetime. That there are places that I would love to travel to, England, Paris, Spain, and many other places. But, you know, when I talk, some of my friends from America have moved to, you know, other countries, England and Paris and so on, you know, to live and work. And I was invited once, like 20 years ago, when I was working for Fashion First with makeup artists, if I was offered to go to England and train, but I was in school here and was enjoying my training here. share with me your favorite places. But before I really go into depth talking about Mississippi tourism, which Mississippi is a beautiful place to travel to. Right now, I mentioned on the last show that we are a Mississippi, most of you already know this, an agriculture state, a farming state, but also we are big in the gaming industry also. In the coastal area, Biloxi and Vicksburg and Tunica, like right now concerning the floods, the state of Mississippi is losing money because I believe 19 of our casinos are closed now due to the flooding epidemic, which is causing the state to lose $13 million a month. A month, exactly. So I look forward to going to Vegas one day. I mean, not just one day, but longer than that. But those of you who like to casinos, don't hesitate to travel here to Mississippi. And you can not only visit casinos, but you can visit our historical tourism sites and shopping centers and so on. Mississippi's to get a tourism guide from the state of Mississippi, visit Mississippi.org. Visit Mississippi.org and request a tourism guide, and therefore you can see everything that I'm talking about. But before we really get in depth of talking about vacation spots, but please, if one of you call, I'm going to stop talking about what I'm talking about to hear what you have to say about vacations and staycations. With Memorial Day coming up, many will be traveling or having picnics and cookouts at home or at local parks or national parks. But I have been providing info with you all concerning the tornado relief. And we haven't had any bad stormy weather recently, but the floods are going on. And then also people are still trying to get their lives together after the tornadoes hit the deep south, Mississippi including, because we lost many lives here in the state of Mississippi, and some people only have the clothes on their back. But again, you can make donations by contacting American Red Cross, Hands of Hope, redcross.org. You can call 1-855-820-9307. You can text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10. And if you would like to donate more, I guess you can find out. You can call and visit the website. And also, I had received a letter from FEMA regarding flood insurance. So for those who would like to purchase flood insurance, because what I've been informed is that regular homeowners insurance does not include flood insurance. So to purchase flood insurance, you want information on flood insurance before anything drastic happens. Call 1-888-724-7000. 6975, and you can visit online at floodsmart.gov/high risk. That's regarding information about flood insurance for your home and the advice that you contact before flood happens, not after the flood happens. Then also, in my neighborhood, just like any other neighborhood, there are homeowners and neighborhood associations. So I missed the last meeting. I think I'm going to miss this one too, because I've been feeling a little under the weather, that monthly thing, and I have some other things to do on Saturday, but I'm going to do my best to go to this meeting. But I don't think I'm going to make it, but I love to share with my community and those who love my community information. And the meeting was scheduled for May the 21st, but the May meeting for the Norwood Homeowners Association will be held on Saturday, May the 14th. That's this coming up Saturday, day after tomorrow, in room 109 of the Family Life Center at New Hope Baptist Church. That's at 10 a.m. This change will allow for our annual neighborhood cleanup day on Saturday, May the 21st. And it's going to be a rollover dumpster available and located at the intersection of Forest Avenue and Kirkley Drive. The president of the Norwood Homeowners Association is Mr. Willie Miller, and his wife is named Mrs. Alma Miller. And on Saturday, Hinds County Tax Collector Eddie Fair will be the guest at the meeting and will address any questions that neighborhood homeowners, Norwood neighborhood homeowners, and people who love the Norwood Lake High Court area might have concerning the tax collector's office. That sounds very interesting. Eddie Fair and I share the same birthday. I found that out on Facebook. We're Facebook friends. We're on August 11th, so we share birthdays. So that should be a very interesting meeting. If you ever visit my YouTube channel, I have some video from the last meeting I attended of one of the meetings that I, yeah, the last meeting I attended. But speaking of May the 21st, Norwood Homeowners Association, in conjunction with Keep Jackson Beautiful, sponsors Neighborhood Cleanup Day. And that's going to be from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Keep Jackson Beautiful invites all Jansodians to join this national cleanup event. Nationwide, Americans will be cleaning up their yards and doing something extra to make each street look its best. They will be cleaning up litter, painting, planting flowers, edging curbs, cleaning gutters, and trimming trees. This cleanup event will begin at 8. The meetup will be at Forest Avenue and Kirkley Drive to get signed up and to pick up supplies. City of Jackson Roll-Off Dumpster will be located at Forest Avenue and Kirkley Avenue, so bring any large limbs and debris to the dumpster that day. Please contact Alma Miller, that's the president's wife, at 601-981-1834 or Lee Thompson. That's 601-366-9249 for more information. This event qualifies students for community service hours. Bring your volunteers and join as we make a difference in our environment and help keep Jackson beautiful. And some of the sponsors are Keep Jackson Beautiful, the City of Jackson, Mississippi, Waste Management, GLAD, Nestle, Pure Life, Mississippi Department of Transportation, it's called MDOT, and Keep America Beautiful. Do something beautiful. So that'll be on May the 21st. So I'm also looking at the Norwood Association at calls for service and info from the chair of the Police Community Relations and Crime Prevention Committee, Margaret Stubbs. Yeah. There's the drug hotline here in Jackson. It's 601-960-0025. And the last meeting I went to, Officer Soto's a Quality of Life officer spoke. And so his contact information is also provided. You can be contacted at 601-960-1682 regarding things that are going on in Norwood and the Lake Hyco area. You know, it's all important for everyone to do their part locally, in their communities, and also outside of their communities. This info I provided was for those people who live in my neighborhood or love my neighborhood or love my city of Jackson, Mississippi, because there are other areas that I care for where my friends live that are in other states and other parts of the world also. So just because you're not actually in this neighborhood, don't think that it's not important for you to know what's going on. Because one thing that concerns all of us is crime prevention, you know? I heard from a neighbor, I pretty nice neighborhood, but the crime is terrific. And a lot of times, crimes are not mentioned on the news that happens in my area. So, I was informed earlier this week about a home invasion. Hadn't heard anything about it on the news. So, we just need to work on crime prevention and getting criminals off the streets, regardless of what type of crimes they do. So I'm just going to say that and move on to the topic that we were talking about. Do you need a vacay or a staycation? Excuse me, I need to clear my throat. And also, starting the week of May the 21st, I will start broadcasting daily at 5:30 a.m. I prayed on it. Seriously, I prayed on that. Because that's, it's a 30-minute show. And broadcasting just twice a week, on Monday and on Thursday. And then doing my special shows. And then, also dealing with postponing, because this show should have aired last night. But I postponed it to this morning. And I will start broadcasting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports daily at 5:30 a.m. So, and it's a 30-minute show, and it's just be more consistent, and also concerning the different topics. It's an entertainment lifestyle show, and which, covers from beauty to fashion, entertainment news, breaking news, current news, community news, and also I look forward to doing interviews and more guests. I thank my friends Big Mike, that dude Smith, who have co-hosted a couple times with me. I thank my friend Reggie Roughnet Ruffin. Both are in Texas. For calling in Saturday and talking sports with me, and he's an aspiring comedian. So both of them are rather funny, are comedians. But so we're just excited about the Mavs and the NBA Finals. I'm excited, period, about the NBA Finals. All the teams involved. This is definitely sports entertainment that we're experiencing right now. And then with the NFL, wow, it's a lot of news going on in the NFL offseason, dealing with the NFL lockout, and just different news stories on who's working out and who's not working out. Why isn't Reggie working out with the team? I've read articles in the past 24 hours that he's not working out, that because he's not sure about his roster position. And, then Reggie's like, he's okay with everything and having a good time and so on. So who will be a free agent? who's re-signing with this particular team, who's not, who's going to be traded, and how the new draftees would fit in with their new teams. So it's still been a lot of news going on, but I'd definitely be glad when everything's back to business. But I give a thumbs up to all the guys who are scheduling self-imposed workouts and getting back on on healthy diets. Only they know what they need to do and what shape they need to be in. You know, we know how it is, just us regular everyday people dealing with exercising and eating right. I mean, it isn't their job entails that they eat right and exercise right, you know? So, I'd just be glad when it's over and they come to a compromise. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels that way, you know, because we're the ones that's in the middle, the ones that are in the media, friends, family, supporters, and so on, you know, really. A lot of us like the training camps. A lot of us like to attend the training camps. A lot of us like the preseason, regular season, and so on. So, you know. So, by broadcasting on a daily basis and be able to dabble on different topics and also encourage my listeners to call in and talk more about the topics of the day. And it was prayer, because honestly, I didn't know which direction the show would go in. I know my goals and the concept, but by the feedback that I've been receiving and the encouragement and has pretty much, you know, directed me in that direction of Aaron Daily at 5:30. Well, Monday through Friday at 5:30, not 7 days a week. Special shows like on the weekends and so on, but 5:30 a.m. on a daily basis. That's, you know, before and getting the day started. But I just want to share that with you, and I also would like to thank the 11,084 and peeps who have viewed my profile. I thank you. 11,000 have viewed my profile. I mean, I really don't know how the stack's supposed to be and supposed to look with Blog Talk Radio. My show premiered on Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports premiered on March the 21st. So that's been about a month and a half. So that 11,000 is pretty encouraging. And then my friends list and my followers are increasing also. And also I'd like to shout out to my fellow Blog Talk hosts and producers. I listen to several Blog Talk radio shows. I created a profile about a year ago when Lil Flip used to have his show. I used to love listening to Flyboy Radio. And some other shows that I like listening to, like Xena Trainer and some other health blog talk radio shows. And then recently I like listening to Sexy India and some more shows, sports shows, spiritual shows, business shows, marketing shows, fitness shows, and so on. So I encourage you all to check out my friends and followers and listen to their shows also. But back to some of the top vacay spots. Like I said, my own home state is a beautiful state to visit, the Deep South period. And really, I haven't been getting out as much as I would like to. So I'm going to change that. And also, like I've told you all before, I'll be going to school in Dallas in the near future at Avita Institute, Dallas. But right here in Mississippi, remember to visit Mississippi.org to get a travel guide. You won't be disappointed. And then I was looking at some other, like, top family vacation spots in the U.S. Visit AdventuresByDisney.com. Now, I have been to the Bahamas a couple of times. I visited Nassau and Paradise Island. And I just ran across a website for that vacation spot, you know, something that's not too far and not in economical. That's NassauParadiseIsland.com. There's another spot, another website that I found called TopVacationSpots.net. Also, where you can find some very fun spots. New Orleans is another spot. I used to love of traveling to like New Orleans and just last minute. In the South, New Orleans is a good vacation spot, which many of you already know. I haven't been there in ages. Look forward to going soon. And let's see. A couple of places here in Jackson, our zoo, Old Capitol Museum, Mississippi Sports Museum. We have like nice bed and breakfast spots here. Spots that I've never been to that would love to. There's Old Capitol Inn. There's Fairview Inn, which is a nice bed and breakfast and restaurant. And then it has like a real nice spa in it. I mean, really, if you're a history buff like I am, what are you waiting for? You should definitely come to Jackson. You should definitely come to Mississippi. Because that's one thing that Vicksburg has been concerned about. I mean, people have been hearing about the flood, but they've been telling people still come and visit Vicksburg because the Highlands not been affected by the floods. You know, you can still visit, like, the Civil War cemetery and other areas. But my time is almost up, and what's up in Jackson? A beautiful weekend. And I wish you all the best, and we only have a few more seconds. Be sure to visit my meetmork.com e-boutique at mymorkstore.com/Bethany Williams. We have a free gift for purchase going on. You can buy a free gift for purchase. For purchase of $50, you can get a free gift. So visit my website and you'll see all that info. So I thank you and I love you very much. And thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And Monday is the big day. It's the day that Miss Diva Sheila Ramsey and her cohort, Miss Janice Lewis, two Jackson-based opera vocalists, will be guests on Monday's show at 5:30 a.m. to talk about their invite to Los Angeles. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.